Intervju Radija Študent.
V današnjem Ameriškem intervjuju bomo prisluhnili posnetku pogovora z ameriško post-punk skupino Sextile. Trojica, ki jo sestavljajo Brady Keane, Melissa Scaduto in Eddie Vuben, na prvi evropski turneji trenutno predstavlja svoja dva dolgometražca A Thousand Hands in Albeit Living. Slišite jih lahko danes večer v prostorih Kina Šiška, pred intervjujem pa poslušamo njihovo najnovejšo skladbo Current Affair.
Think we're rolling. Okay, Brady.
Let's
just start. So I guess you guys just played a show in Budapest and are probably moving towards Ljubljana. So let me just start. How are you enjoying the European tour?
It's been really awesome. It's been great. We've had really, really amazing feedback, some amazing shows, and great turnout. So it's been very exciting.
Oh, all right. How would you compare? So, I mean, this is your first European tour, right? The debut European tour for Sextile. How would you compare this with, let's say, the usual tours in America? Like, is it a bit different, or is it more or less the same?
They feed you in Europe and they give you a bed. And that is a phenomenon never heard of in America.
They give you what?
Unless you are.
They give you a what?
They feed you here and give you a place to sleep. We don't have that in America.
Oh, fuck. All right. Are the crowds any different?
They take way better care of bands in Europe.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's always nice to hear. It's always nice to hear that it's a bit better, that we at least have a better organization or something. I don't know. What about the crowd? Are they any different from the American crowds? How are they taking to your music?
I don't know. I wouldn't say the crowds are too much different. I mean, people still move around. You know, people still dance. People push each other around. Some people stand in the back. There's people everywhere. You know, it's the same thing. I think it's the same thing, and not too much different, really.
All right. I was checking you guys on the internet, right, doing my little research. And the thing is, when it comes to touring, I came to a now dead or ended Kickstarter campaign that you guys did to fund your tour with Softman. So, how did that happen? Why did you resort to Kickstarter just to fund it? Was this like a new way of thinking, or was this because it's a different concept to us here? So I'm kind of wondering what's the story behind that.
Eddie, you want to take this one?
Basically, we just were all working in Los Angeles and just playing shows locally, and the tour we got invited was kind of sudden for us. So
right.
It was a very exciting opportunity, but, you know, I think every band nowadays, and always, I mean, kind of has to struggle a bit. So, in terms of balancing our lives, we didn't get any tour support from the label, so it's not, that's one thing. And we are all just started, like, living in Los Angeles. The band was brand new. And we all had day jobs and could barely afford our rent. So, I mean, if we wanted to do something that was going to help push the band at that time, we had to ask for help. You know, but since then, the band has been self-funded, and, you know, we've been able to fund all of our tours from there on out.
So you think that this is would you recommend to new bands, hey, but guys, there's a Kickstarter that you can use and you can fund your way around that? So you think this is like a good strategy for upcoming bands?
I think it takes what it takes for a musician to succeed, and I think that it's very exciting in ways that the internet can connect people to that possibility. And I think it's worth a shot if bands get invited to go on a great tour and they cannot realistically do it. If they can seek out the community of fans and support, it's a wonderful thing, because, you know, as everyone should know by now, musicians really don't make much money. I mean, it really takes a lot of work. So it's it's nice to have for sure.
Well, very well put. You also said that you guys are pretty brand new. I mean, you're a young band. You started in, like, what, 2015? And you're already touring Europe and have success in the field of punk and post-punk scene and genres. Still, some great moments must have happened in this, let's say, short span of time. So I was wondering, I mean, here's a funny question. Describe me the craziest night you guys had while touring. Like, what happened? What was the thing that you most remember?
Oh, can you repeat that question?
Well, yeah, just describe me the craziest night you guys had while touring. Like, something that's very memorable to you.
You want to know the craziest night while touring?
Yeah, go for it.
We've gone out, like, every night for, like, every night we've gone out. It's way too much to cover on the radio. But all of Europe has been really fun and really great. I mean, all through the UK, Paris, Belgium, Holland, Norway,
what was the craziest night?
But I think when we hung out in the center of France listening to, we exchanged a lot of music and hung out all night in different pubs and things. I mean, I don't know.
I think the craziest night we had was in Paris, actually. Kids were jumping off the stage. I got pulled out into the crowd. It was there's people on the second floor looking down at the stage. It was a lot of fun. The kids there had great energy. I think that was our most fun. I mean, it all depends on what kind of crazy you're talking about.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's open to debate, right? Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's open to debate.
Yeah. All right. The connection is a bit broken.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear better now. Yeah.
Okay,
So let's talk a bit about your sound. You seem to derive from this punk, post-punk, with a bit of sense of electronic. So did you guys had the sound in mind even before you started jamming together, or did this thing kind of happen by accident? I mean, how did this whole let's take punk, let's take post-punk, and let's put a bit of electronic layers in it? Was this more of a spur of a moment, that thing?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Yeah, so I was just describing the sound, because you, like, your sound is a bit more punk, post-punk, and it has a bit of electronic as well. And I guess my question is, did this sound that you guys had, did it come while you were jamming together, or was this something that you already planned beforehand, that, you know, you're gonna start this way, or let's say we want our band to sound this way?
I personally think I am a person who says I would like our band to sound a certain way, but I feel like no matter what, you make stuff and then it ends up sounding different than what you planned. So, I don't know. I'll make something and somebody would say it reminds me of something else. But I feel like with this, we talked about wanting more synth to guitar, and then, but Sextile doesn't actually sound like whatever I have ever suggested.
You know, in a sense, you know what I mean? I mean, we
definitely
maybe the Mary Kay has suggestions for ideas, but not entirely. It still sounds very different than any of the bands. All right. So it's kind of a mush of ideas, you would say. That she had this sound in mind, and that, all right.
It's not something we jam. Like, we don't, we're not really a band that goes into our practice space and jams things out. Mm-hmm. It's definitely more of a focused idea.
All right.
With a certain kind of energies and certain kind of approaches to the sound.
All right. I mean, when listening to music, right, it seems that you're kind of borrowing elements from prominent alternative bands in the 80s, right? And please correct me if I'm wrong, but let's say you guys are from California, or let's say you started in California, but California doesn't seem to have such a prominent, let's say, post-punk scene, right? I mean, what's the situation there? What bands are? Are you one of the few, or... I mean, I guess I'm asking about.
Okay, so you're asking about the LA post punk scene right now. It's really big, I would say.
Okay.
Well, definitely, because post punk is the punk encompasses, I would imagine, a lot of genres. So anything after punk is influenced by punk, which is. Can be also like a straight 1980 hardcore kind of sounding band to also a band that essentially is an electronic band. That sounds like, you know, I don't know, some early like industrial music or something. So in that sense, if we talk about all those bands, there's a band that looks like a birthday party or something that have saxophones, then yeah, there's a ton of those, like a ton of bands.
All right.
Not all of it. Best, but there's like a few definitely that are great.
All right. So what are the few bands that we should check out? There are listeners who check out from the LA post punk scene that you would recommend. Hello.
No, I was going to say I really like this band High Functioning Flesh.
Okay. Any other?
They kind of sound like Cabaret Voltaire.
Okay. Sounds awesome.
We got friends there: Drab Majesty, Geneva Jacuzzi, Black Marble, all those bands are definitely worth seeking out as well.
Yeah, and all those bands live in LA, but Black Marble is originally from New York, so they might still be considered a New York band.
All right. What about Eddie? Does he have any favorite bands from the LA scene?
Eddie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, High Functioning Flesh is really good. Everything on Deus Records is pretty fun. I mean, for the most part. Cameron might have some favorite bands too.
There is actually other bands.
Oh, dude, no. R-Clown. I don't know if you've ever heard of R-Clown, but they're phenomenal. They're my favorite LA band. They use synthesizers and sequencers and drum machines and dress up as clowns and do really crazy shit. But I cannot even find their music online, but you're probably going to hear about them at some point.
All right. Good one. Great. So I was checking out your albums, right? And your second album, I'll Be Leaving, is a bit brighter than to your, let's say, debut A Thousand Hands. But I presume that you still find the current times quite dark, right? I mean, going by your latest single, Current Affair, there seem to be some political messages, right? Right there.
Absolutely. Our lives got a bit better and we just got a bit more colorful on the album, but absolutely. With the latest single and also, I mean, songs on the most recent album, you can definitely hear the message that things are dark and things are not okay, and we are aware of that.
Yeah, any other additional comments to that, let's say from Brady and Melissa?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, so the direction for the second album from the first was definitely to make it more accessible. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of politics, underlining themes within the album, addressing issues that we're seeing. Melissa. I think Melissa feels the same exact way.
All right.
Sure.
Well, speaking of your latest single, Current Affair, what is the future of Sextel? I mean, do you guys have any new albums on the horizon? What can you tell us about it?
We're actually writing all throughout Europe with an 8-track thanks to Cameron. So yeah, we're definitely writing. We're excited about the future. Current Affair is definitely a foreshadowing of a direction we feel comfortable in, but who knows what we're gonna create. We're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're having Melissa begs to differ, because we, you know, and I agree with her. We have no limits. We're gonna make whatever we feel like making, and the world can take it as it is, but I can definitely guarantee you we're all in agreement of a political situation that is not favorable to the majority of the people, and that's just all I will say for now.
All right. Looking forward to your new album. Well, thank you guys very much. I guess enjoy the rest of the tour, and I wish you an awesome gig in Ljubljana. So see you there. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right, you're gonna be there. Beautiful.
Yeah, probably. Of course. All right. Okay. All right. Melissa, Brady, Eddie, have a great time. Cheers.
Thank you.
V tokratnem terminu za intervju Radio Študent smo se posvetili pogovoru z ameriško zasedbo Sextel. Vabljeni na koncert, ki se bo drevi ob 20. odvil v prostorih kina Šiška. Pogovor s trojico Sextel je pripravil Andi Koglot.
Intervju Radio Študent.